the brightest audience in the country. This is Joe Scott filling in for Bob Enyart. We are so happy to have you back today. I'm happy to be back. Bob is out in the field again. He's at Walmart at I-70 in Youngsfield, and he's collecting signatures. We should be hearing from him. Oh, he's on the line right now. Hello, Bob.
Joe Scott, thank you for being in studio.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, there's a few of us out at a Walmart at 32nd and Youngfield. And, Joe, there's actually a Walmart here and a King Soopers.
Wow.
And so we're doing a great job. One woman just was so thrilled. She lives in Arvada. And she said, thank you so much for being here. Abortion is so obviously wrong. I can't understand why people don't know that.
Me either.
Yeah, so that's pretty neat. So many people who sign are thrilled and so thankful that we're here. And that lady wanted to say something about the Bible and how God loves us. So it's just an encouraging Christian ministry.
Bob, are you going to be there until 4 o'clock today or just for a little while?
Well, we have people who will be here till after 4:30. But, Joe, I think you know I'm going to speak at a college constitutional law class, University of Northern Colorado, and I'll be in class for over an hour up against a Planned Parenthood attorney. So,
that's exciting.
Please pray for me that it goes well.
Which attorney do you know?
Ed Ramey.
Oh, okay.
He's well known in Colorado. He's fought to continue the ability to kill kids in this state for many years.
Yes, everybody listening, pray for Bob during the next couple hours.
You know, hopefully we'll reach a few of the students who are thinking about being lawyers, and their professor wants to prove that the ultimate answers come from the Constitution.
Oh, wow.
Of course, I'm going to indicate that the Constitution doesn't say child pornography is wrong. Constitution doesn't define a person.
Right.
You know, if there is no God, if we're not created in His image, then there is no right to life for anyone.
That's absolutely right, and I bet that those students are going to be knocked off their chair before you walk out of there, Bob.
Well, I pray so. I have some large banners with quotes from Roe v. Wade that if the personhood of the unborn is established, the abortion case collapses. That's in the Roe v. Wade decision. And also from the partial birth abortion decision that these students had to read from last April. How brutally wicked that ruling is. And, Joe, I'm going to play for them some of the opening arguments of Roe v. Wade so they can hear that the issue hinges on whether or not the unborn child is a person.
Wow. That is going to be a phenomenal class. I wish I could be a fly on the wall.
Hey, and listen, I just would like, before I hang up here, to ask the people in the audience, please help. We got a call from the campaign today, Colorado for Equal Rights, telling us we're in the final stretch. We need these signatures into them by about May 11th or May 12th. And if people have petitions that are filled out now or even half filled, they need to mail them in, but they need to keep getting signatures.
That's
so they could call and ask Donna at Colorado Right to Life to send them another blank petition.
Okay, I'll give that number out before we go off the air today.
All right, that's great. And anybody in the vicinity could come to the Walmart at 32nd and Youngfield. And some of us are gravitating more toward the King Soopers, which is right next to it. So just look around for us.
Okay. Well, thanks, Bob, for checking in with us. Have a great classroom discussion today. I hope you pull some to our side,
well,
in the Lord's side.
So. God bless you, Joe Scott. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Bob. Well, that was Bob calling in from the field. He'll be there for the next 2 weeks while the signature collecting goes on. We have a phenomenal task ahead of us because we've got, about 68,000 signatures already, and we need at least 79 to get on the – well, we need 76, but we want at least 79 where – praying for 100 because Planned Parenthood, 100,000, that is. Or Planned Parenthood and the pro-aborts could just asked to go over every signature there is there, and they could throw out as many as they have time to argue for. So we need as many signatures. We need so many that there's no question that we have enough for the ballot. So, folks, if you didn't get a petition yet, you can call Colorado Right to Life at 303-753-9394, and they will get you a petition in the mail, or you can even pick it up there. You can go down to 1535 Grant Street, run upstairs. It's a neat old building. The Statesman's in that building. Pick up a Statesman. Every now and then we have an article. I write something. Leslie writes something in the Statesman. Run upstairs, get a couple of petitions, and you're right by the Capitol, and there's lots of people around the Capitol. So go head over to the Capitol, get your first couple of signatures, head down to a local grocery store. Tomorrow, Bob is going to be, where is Bob going to be tomorrow? He's going to be at the, I'm going to have to look that up. I don't know where he's going to be tomorrow. Oh, there's my sheet. He's going to be at the Arvada Library in Old Town Wadsworth, Old Wadsworth. So, folks, this is the end. This is the end, the last 2 weeks. We need these signatures to be able to declare these babies people. Let me tell you a story that just happened to me in the last couple of days. A few days ago, one of the mothers that kept her baby a year ago, the baby's almost a year old now, called me and said, Joe, there's a woman I know, she's going to get an abortion. Which happens quite often, because once you talk one woman into keeping her baby, she knows that nothing is too devastating to keep a baby. She just knows it. So she called me and said, would you please talk to this woman? Her name is Crystal. Crystal may be listening today. So I did. I called Crystal, and Crystal was on crystal meth, believe it or not, and she wanted to clean up, and she wanted an abortion, but we got over that part. She's not having the abortion. She's going to keep the baby, but she wanted to clean up, and I was able to get her into a hotel, keep her there for a few days while she was cleaning up. Now, you know, that's always an iffy situation. The woman can, you pay for the hotel, she can go out party, bring her friends to the hotel, she can do anything she wants to do, because I'm not going to hold her hand. I said, if you make it through, we'll keep you in the hotel the whole time. And every day when I would call, different times of the day, she was there the first few days, sick as a dog, just really sick. The last day I called her, she sounded a lot better. I went over to get her. She looked a lot better. She just was doing great. You could tell she had a extreme determination to be able to clean herself up and go through with this pregnancy and on with her life. So I was thrilled to see her like that. So we took her to the rehab center. I have no contact with Crystal now for a week or until she passes her first program's line where she can't have a phone call, she can't have visitors until she goes to another level. So I won't know until next Tuesday whether she's doing well in the program or not. And I just know she will. She's a fantastic young lady with a great heart and determination to come through a pregnancy with her baby. She's thinking of putting the baby up for adoption. So that's what I want to ask you guys, to pray for Crystal, because she needs lots of prayer. She's determined to go through with the pregnancy and put her baby up for adoption. So we would be thrilled for all the prayer that she can get. We want her to make a wise decision. We want her to be able to get back on her feet. Do I have a caller on the line? Okay. Keith, can I talk to you, please? Keith?
Keith, yes.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, thanks for doing the show. I'm so thrilled you guys are talking about personhood, and I'm so grateful to Bob for being out in the field.
Oh,
I'm sure he's out getting hundreds of signatures for us. So.
That's right. He is. He's out working hard every day. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. So
Keith,
I was in the car here driving from place to place. We're going crazy at the last few weeks here, trying to make sure we count all the signatures and validate them. And I just want to give a report directly from the campaign things are going very well.
Keith, let's tell people who you are. Let's tell people who you are. Keith is working with Colorado for Equal Rights, and you are coordinating the whole campaign, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm the grassroots director of the campaign, and Christy Burton founded the campaign. I think most listeners probably know that when she was 19 years old. And what's been started here has definitely been getting the attention of the nation. Personhood is the key to protecting all life here in America. And the movement has started, and it's gaining a lot of ground. And we see that just by how many volunteers we have carrying these petitions.
Keith,
all the hard work that's being done.
You've been talking to other states about doing exactly the same thing that Colorado's doing, haven't you?
I have. I'm excited to tell you that I have, and I can't release all that information now, but I want to let you know that this is catching fire in many other states, and many other ground level activists and pro-lifers are almost revitalized by this movement, and it's exciting for me to be a part of it, and I'm just so grateful for pro-lifers like you, Joe, that have held the mantle for so long and kept the fight going, and now it's our turn, us young guys.
I hope so, Keith. What do you mean? I'm not young.
No, I didn't say that. to all the listeners right now that maybe carrying petitions or maybe don't have one and they want to go by and get a petition and carry it, mm-hmm. is tomorrow's a special day. Tomorrow is the National Day of Prayer, and all over the state of Colorado, there's going to be dozens and dozens of events. People can find out where the events are near them by going to ColoradoNDP.org, ColoradoNDP.org, mm-hmm. and they can find all the events around the state. And one thing I'm encouraging all the volunteers on the campaign is to attend one or two or maybe three of these events. They're spread out all throughout the day. And bring their clipboard for personhood, or bring four or five of them. Go and attend these events, pray for the unborn, pray for the campaign, and get signatures from everyone there. This is going to be an incredible event to gather signatures. It's a place where Christians will gather, and I think they'll be in a spiritual mindset, and they'll be more willing to sign.
And make sure that they pray for the babies, too. And I think after praying for the babies, they'll be even in more of Adam. Better advantage to sign that.
That's right. That's right. That's our hope. So all volunteers who are listening to the show right now, we would just strongly urge you to attend the National Day of Prayer events that are near you. Bring your clipboards and just try to get as many signatures as you can, and be respectful for any rules and things like that that the people hosting them may have, of course. Just like always, hopefully, I take my clipboards everywhere I go. And so if I stop for gas, I ask the people that are around me pumping gas as well. And mm-hmm. if I go to the grocery store, then I may hang out for a little bit before or after I go shopping, and I take my clipboard and just get a few signatures. And it's really going to be every signature that's going to count in this effort. So,
how close are we, Keith?
Well, I'll tell you, we're getting close. We every day we go to the post office box to get petitions, and it's full. I'm glad to report that to you.
Praise
God. We're getting hundreds, if not thousands, some days of signatures turned in every day. I don't have an exact count for you. We have to go through each of these signatures line by line and make sure they're valid and make sure that they look good, and we're counting after that. So I won't be able to release a new number for you. But what I can tell you is that it will be close, and we'll either make it on the ballot by a close margin or we won't. So really, it's going to be up to you and me and everyone listening to this show to go out and get every signature that they possibly can. And I'm hopeful, though. I think things are going very well, and I think we will make it. But either way, I do know it'll be close.
Keith, thanks so much for everything that you're doing. I'm hoping because of your efforts, I can retire. I mean, what a
Me too.
phenomenal day that will be. We have another call, Keith, so I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in and for everything that you're doing. Say hello to your wife, and believe me, we know that she's in this as deep as you are and is working just as hard. So tell her thank you also.
That's great. And tell Bob I said thank you for getting out and going and getting those signatures.
Oh, so. I will.
God bless all you guys. Bye now.
Cal, are you on the line? Cal, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Cal, how are you?
Good, Joe. How are you?
How are you doing with your petition signings?
Good. We did okay today. Mark Ballantyne and I went to Front Range Community College. We signed a permit application there yesterday to petition and stirred things up and got to talk to a lot of people.
Wow. And Cal, I know
we didn't get a lot of signatures, but we got some, and we were able to give 4 new petitions. I ran out of blank petitions for students that want to take them to church and their families and their ball games this weekend to get signatures.
Fantastic!
I figured that'd be a good plug. He's on a roll right now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on a roll. He's out in front of a Walmart right now, and he's collecting signatures. And then he's going to go off to a college classroom for an hour and talk to them about Roe versus Wade, and he's going to be talking to a Planned Parenthood lawyer. Imagine that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
So, Cal, I know that when you're out on the street getting these petitions, people come up to you and they're sad or they have questions, and you're able to not just talk to them about personhood, which is extremely important, but you also talk to them about the Lord, don't you?
Amen.
That's right. I thought that would be a good encouragement to the people that are listening to the show right now, because this is not just petitioning. This is a witnessing opportunity, isn't it?
Amen.
Okay, Cal.
Amen.
I'm going to let you go, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Get those
God
signatures.
Bless you.
Bye-bye, Cal. Well, that was Cal Zastrow. Cal Zastrow is helping us. He just came back from China. And he's an amazing man. I think he brought 6,000 pounds of Bibles into China. At one point, I got an email from him, said that his suitcase had opened on that little luggage round thing where your luggage comes out from the plane. It had opened, and there was pieces of literature everywhere, and I can just see Cal riding that thing around, hiding all those tracks. So I think Cal is doing his bit here in Colorado, helping to get the signatures, and we couldn't be happier. He's a tremendous man with a great vision and a great heart for the Lord. So, folks, if you want to call in, talk to me about how to collect signatures, I'd be glad to do that with you. We have only a couple of weeks left. These things have to be in by May 13th, and that means that if you're mailing them, you should be mailing them by May 6th. We don't want any signature to miss the date. And like Keith said, if you have signatures, go ahead and mail them in now and get another petition and start again. That way we can keep up with the count, because so many are coming in so quickly. And folks, you're not just getting signatures. You are helping to save the lives of the innocent children here in Colorado and the moms. Look at Crystal. I just told you about Crystal and what's happening with her, and that she's today is in a rehab program because her friend believes that a person is a person no matter how small. And she's in the rehab. She's going to come out with a good Christian foundation, because as soon as she can, she wants to be able to come to church, to Denver Bible Church with us, and learn the Bible. And she'll get good discipling here. So we are so excited to see personhood seeping into even young women like Crystal, who've been strung out on meth for a while. We have a call from Longmont. It's Bill. Bill, hello, Bill.
Hi, Joe. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, good. Hey, what are the dates and the deadlines for getting the petition signed and so on? I just want to get some of that information. Maybe I can take it to my church this weekend.
All right. You need to have the petitions need to be in. by May 13th. So you need to mail them by around the 6th or the 7th. No later, I would think, than the 7th, just in case you don't want any problems whatsoever.
Right, right. So this weekend is one of the last weekends
yes.
we're really going to have.
Yeah. Are you from a big church, Bill?
Yeah. I go to Lifebridge up here. I don't know if you're familiar with that church. It's a couple thousand people.
Oh, great. And you're going to take more than one petition with you, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, do you have them yet?
I don't have any yet, so I guess I need to get those mailed to me so I can get them here by Saturday so I can have them Sunday.
Can you call Colorado Right to Life? Do you want the number?
Yeah, sure, I can call them.
Okay, the number is 303-753-9394.
Great.
And... Donna will answer the phone, and she's just so sweet. She'll get those things off to you right away. I have another caller, Bill.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh. Robbie from Arkansas.
Yeah, hello. I had a comment about that great Republican pro-life judge, Antonin Scalia.
Oh.
I heard him in an interview the other day on NPR.
I did.
And he was plugging his book. I didn't know if Bob spoke about it or not, but... basically, he said that he didn't have a problem with Oregon legalizing euthanasia. And he said the reason he struck it down from the Supreme Court, he voted against it, is that the federal constitution does not allow the federal government to regulate it, but he has no problem if states legalize it.
Isn't that wonderful?
I just thought that was a great thing of our Christian pro-life guy.
Christian pro-life judge that's been educated by Christian pro-lifers.
Right, and we need more of that kind, we're told.
Yeah.
So, I just wanted to pass that along. I didn't know if anyone else heard that interview on NPR, but...
did you also, in that interview, did you hear that he is, again, said that he does not want a law that would outlaw abortion nationwide?
I didn't hear him say that in that particular interview. I didn't.
No.
I was hoping they would get to it because I wanted to hear him say it again, but I know he's not against it. He's not against basically he would be against the law that would ban it nationwide.
Yes, he is.
So, and okay. So he's pro-life, pro-choice state by state.
Thanks for calling in, Robbie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I heard him, Scalia, on 2020 on Sunday. And it's just so disheartening when he is touted as one of our best pro-life judges to hear him say things that are so confounding to me. This is one of his quotes. The first time the abortion subject comes up, he said, "There are anti-abortion people who think the Constitution requires a state to prohibit abortion. They say that the Equal Protection Clause requires that you treat helpless human beings that's still in the womb the way you would treat other human beings. I think that's wrong." What kind of a statement is that? I mean, he thinks it's wrong. Helpless human beings in the womb, you kill. Helpless human beings outside of the womb, you don't kill. Please. It says, "I think when this Constitution says that persons are entitled to equal protections of the law, I think it clearly means walking around persons." I'm quoting him. This is a direct quote. I'm not making this up. "You don't count pregnant women twice." Count them for what? You count every person. This just despicable to me that he... Okay, so I didn't walk around for a month last year. I didn't walk around for a whole month. I was stuck in bed with my leg up in the air and pretty broken up, and I couldn't walk. So was I a person then? It's just despicable to me. I just can't believe it. So I did see that, and it was very, very hard for Ken and I, my husband Ken and I, to stomach. It was just despicable for us to be able to stomach that. And the worst part is we know that these pro-life judges, these pro-life politicians, these pro-life lawyers, these pro-life clergymen, they've been trained by us, by the pro-life community. Folks, you don't know this, but I do. This whole half hour, there's been a very special guest in the room with me. His name is Roman. He's 7 years old. He's my grandson, and he wants to say hi, folks.
Hi.
Say hi, Grandpa.
Hi, Grandpa.
Drive safe.
Drive safe.
A person is a person.
A person is a person.
No matter how small.
Matter how small.
We love you.
We love you.
Thank you, Roman. Roman, have you enjoyed your time in the radio station?
Yes.
Yeah, because you want to help me to save the babies, don't you?
Yes.
You help me and Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay. See, folks, even a seven-year-old knows a person is a person, no matter how small. So get your petitions. Come to Colorado Right to Life, 1535 Grant Street, downtown. Call 303-573-9394. Get Donna on the phone. She's a real sweet lady. She'll be more than happy to help you and get that petition in the mail to you. We're getting down to the last few minutes. Folks, we're hoping that we get 100,000. So don't forget, if you're collecting petitions, collect them to the last minute, but mail them by mail all that you have by the 6th of May. And then turn the rest in at Colorado Right to Life before the 13th. You know, we're really hoping that you can get out there, help save some babies. You want to help us save some babies, Roman, this weekend?
Yes.
Yes, you are. You can help. So tomorrow, Bob is going to be in Old Town, Arvada, at the library. And Cal Zastro, that you just heard on the radio, he's going to be at the Capitol collecting signatures. And there are going to be people all over town. Keith gave you the website to look up to see where all the sites are to go and pray. Every one of those is a wealth of signatures there for you. So if you have empty petitions, get there and I'm watching my grandson. He wants to sing so bad. Okay, folks, we want you to remember Maranatha Christian School is one of the best Christian schools you're going to find in Colorado. It's at 72nd and Oak. We're hoping that you'll visit. And I think that Roman is going to sing us out. Are you going to sing us out? Go ahead, sing, and I'll talk. He's singing a song you're not going to understand, but how can you turn your back on these little people? Folks, get your petitions. Get out there and collect them. There is nothing like it.
Bob's brother, Brian Enyart, has moved his home remodeling business, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, to Colorado. You can call Brian to improve the look and value of your home and support Bob Enyart Live at the same time. Brian has nearly 30 years of experience beautifying homes, so whether you're in the market for a new kitchen, a bathroom makeover, or a new front door, you'll be pleased with the results and happy to know that 95% of the proceeds will go directly to Brian's wife, Jennifer. Hey, that's me! And 5% of the proceeds will go to support Bob Enyart Live. So call Fancy Schmancy Renovations at 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033. Or visit us on the web at fancyschmancyrenovations.com.